T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Total Information AM, and if grilling is in your future this weekend, and why wouldn't it be, at least if we can duck a few clouds and raindrops here and there, we've got the guy for you right now. Matt Eads joining us on the line. He is the author of Grill Seeker, Basic Training for Everyday Grilling. Matt, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to talk with you today.
And your story is different than most. For folks who are not familiar with Matt's background, many years as a United States Marine. We thank you for your service there. And what took you from the Marine Corps to a cooking author? How did this happen?
Yeah, it's I get asked that a decent amount. I started cooking at a very young age, probably, 11, 12 years old is the first time I cooked over live fire. And it was just a passion since then that I carried with me through the Marines and then onto a second career, and this kind of just happened out of just the natural progression, really. I started posting pictures of food on social media, and a following came from that, and then, an opportunity to write a book, and I thought, this is just too good to be true, and it worked out.
This worked out nicely for you, because we hear so often about service members who get out of the service, particularly those who've been in combat like yourself, and they're just not sure what direction to go. It's almost like the quote-unquote real world is baffling to them. What was that like for you? And you obviously found your way. What was that like for you?
Sure. Yeah, it was the transition for me happened, when I left the Marines after 13 years. I was a freshman, actually. I went to Penn State. And I was a 30-year-old freshman at that point. So there was, the culture shock of leaving such a buttoned-up environment to be kind of just to be a full-time student. And then to have all of your classmates be, 18 or so and not really have any life experience was a bit different. But I enjoyed it. I thought at the time, if I could make money being a full-time student, I would do this forever. I really liked the learning environment. And so that was how the transition happened. And then my first job after I left or after I graduated, happened to be working for, General Electric, but my client at the time was a Marine Corps, squadron. So it was kind of an easy transition because I was still working around the folks that I kind of grew up with.
Gotcha. And then we move on to grilling, and you just told us about the transition there, the social media, the pictures, all of a sudden there is a book. So tell me, Matt, I'm the guy who walks out into his backyard and fires up the grill every weekend. What am I doing wrong? What can I do better?
I'll give you a couple of my best tips. I'll say, understand heat management is huge. So you don't always need to be over, a blazing inferno of coals or if you're using a gas grill right over the high heat. So take advantage of different heat zones on the grill. That's my first and best tip. And don't put pepper on your steak. That's another one that people always seem to salt and pepper their steak before it throws on the grill.
Why not?
The pepper tends to burn, and then it gets really bitter. So I tell people, try two steaks, put pepper on one, and don't put pepper on the other one until after it comes off and taste the difference, and you'll never pepper a steak again before you take it off the grill.
Okay, is salt okay, though?
Salt is great, yeah, of course.
Okay, gotcha. And what are your favorites? Obviously, you bring up steaks. I'm a steak guy. I'm a carnivore. Everybody's a little bit different. What are your favorite things to grill?
Aside from the steaks that I do, all the time, I love to do paella outside. That's probably one of my favorites. Dessert. There's a lot of desserts in the book that I really enjoy doing, and people are just intrigued by doing, any sort of grilled dessert, grilled banana splits. People are pretty jazzed about. So. The desserts are our favorites of mine as well.
What's a moink ball? That's in the book. What is a moink ball?
Yeah. So the moink comes from the moo being the ground beef and the oink being the ground pork that makes the meatball.
Okay.
So it's stuffed with jack cheese and a number of other things that I add to them, glaze them up. Bacon is always huge. And they just, they're always a crowd pleaser. Everybody that has them just can't get enough of them.
So how has life changed since you became a published author? Obviously, I'm sure doctors have everybody asking them about their health. Can you go anywhere anymore without people asking you about their cooking?
It, you know, that's funny that you asked that. So travel has picked up quite a bit since the book came out. It's crazy to me that sometimes people actually even recognize me and say, hey, you know, can I take a picture? And I'm just like, I can't believe it. It's like, pinch me. I don't believe this stuff is happening. But so life has changed a little bit, but you know, I still do my thing day to day. I'm still developing recipes. I'm working on a veal recipe today that I hope to hit my website early next week. But that's kind of it, right? I mean, just a little bit more travel, or I guess a lot more travel, and meeting a lot of great people and making more memories.
So you're creating the veal recipe for next week. So is veal for dinner tonight?
Veal will be for dinner tonight. It's going to be a veal piccata, and we'll see how it turns out. So I say it's going to be on the website next week, but if it turns out lousy, then I might have to take that one back.
Is that a daily thing for you? Are you just trying something new every single day, or do you have some old standbys you go back to when it's just time to make a nice dinner for the family?
Yeah, I've got some standbys when I'm making dinner for, you know, my daughter loves filet, and I'm a strip guy, so when I'm making dinner for her and I, it's generally steak and some sort of starch. But you know, you got to feed the beast, right? So my website is really important to me in creating new content and bringing value to people that come to the website and actually read the recipe. So I got to stay on top of trying new things and get new stuff out there.
Okay. And tell us the website real quick.
It's grillseeker.com.
Grillseeker.com. And Matt Eads is the Grill Seeker. He's joined us from Northern Virginia. The book is called Grill Seeker, Basic Training for Everyday Grilling, available in bookstores, Amazon, all the places you get your books. Matt, thank you for joining us here on KMOX.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. I'd love to chat with you again sometime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.